What's up, Eagle Country? Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3. It is presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Go online to schedule your next appointment or learn more at orthosensi.com. Remember, that's orthosensi.com. I am your host, Double T Travis. There, we're going to get to the springtime on-air auction immediately following the show at 6:30 this evening. We got plenty to get to in hometown sports, and we're also welcoming on Dr. Ron Auer from OrthoSensi. How you doing, Doc?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me, Travis.
Absolutely. I know we got some things we want to talk about going on at OrthoSensi, and one of those big things is the free sports physicals that are going to be happening very, very soon. I know that's going to be important for a lot of the local student athletes so that they can play all the sports that they love. So when's the free sports physicals going to happen, Doc?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's April 30th. It's a Saturday. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's at our office in Lawrenceburg, right across from the hospital. Absolutely crucial for a lot of these kids because they all have to get checked out, per the regulation. So it's a great service we can offer, and they are free.
And this is going to be for the 2022-23 school year, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, and I see that you have some designated times for specific schools to come through and arrive at that specific time. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why you guys do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the teams that we're covering specifically, Switzerland County, Oldenburg, Milan, South Ripley, and Rising Sun, all have designated times because their schools like to organize them to come in at a specific time. But we are open to any high school or junior high student. So that's a sixth grader all the way to a 12th grader, any local school that would like to show up, get a free physical. We also include a free t-shirt too. So there's a little added incentive.
Everybody loves a free t-shirt.
Heck
so
yeah.
That's good for sure. This might sound like an overly simple question, but what is the importance of getting a sports physical done other than, being able to check off a box so you can play the sport?
Absolutely. So a lot of times, nowadays with people or some of the athletes being a little bit more specialized, sometimes we overlook injuries, or maybe you had an injury or even surgery and you want to get that checked out, make sure that you're cleared to go on with that next season. So I think it's pretty crucial. It's also important for just overall well-being. Make sure that that you're going to do well on the court or on the field of play. It's good to get it once over. And we will have a pretty diverse makeup of specialists there to check it out.
All right. So if there is anybody in the area, parents that want to have their child signed up to have a sports physical, how do they go about doing that for this specific date?
Right. So all you have to do is come by the office, which is right across from the St. Elizabeth Dearborn Hospital. There's a big OrthoSensi sign on the front of the building, and it's in between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. If you're in your school's designated time, that should have been sent to you via email, but, okay. It's good for the 2022-2023 season.
All right. Now, more info over at OrthoSensi.com. Now, something else you want to talk about on the show this evening is stem cell shots. Now, I didn't ask a lot of questions about this off the air, but it seems pretty fascinating. What's the deal with these stem cell shots? What's that kind of benefit? Who's it benefit?
Well, first of all, a little bit of definitions. We use the term very kind of loosely, stem cell shot. It gets a lot of press, but the shots that I'm talking about are pretty specific, called platelet-rich plasma, and it's where we take your blood, a person's blood, and spin it down in a centrifuge as a minimally invasive method to kind of help heal or to speed up healing, or maybe even difficult to treat injuries with a minimally invasive procedure through an injection. We've been using it increasingly on some of our young athletes and some of our younger weekend warriors. I think it's a great tool in our tool belt here to try to treat some of these more nagging injuries or things that don't need surgery. Sometimes we can even avoid surgery with this. So we use the term stem cell shots. Really, it's using your blood or plasma. And even nowadays, a lot of insurance companies are covering it. So it's a pretty cool thing that we can offer.
All right. You kind of touched on it there. I was going to ask what kind of injuries maybe that would go along with. Is there anything specific you want to say on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it does tend to work better with tendon injuries mm-hmm. and ligament injuries. So that would be like tendonitis, whether it's tennis elbow, golfer's elbow, rotator cuff, those kind of things. Actually, there's some good studies on NFL players for hamstring pulls. I mean, how many times have you heard these guys pulling up with hammies?
Absolutely.
All these guys are going into the locker room afterwards, and they're getting that shot. And it's kind of the standard of care in that at that level. But it's trickled down, and so now we offer it to any and all athletes.
I would have liked to have that shot during college playing intramural football. Ripped up my hamstring pretty bad. It was black and blue, and like the idiot Ouch. That I am, didn't stop playing.
Well,
so that probably
exactly.
wasn't a great idea, and I didn't know the shots were available either. So, that sounds like a nice offering from OrthoSensi. And just in general, if people want to reach out, learn more, schedule an appointment, how might they be able to do that nowadays at OrthoSensi?
Right. So you can try the website. There's a link there to make an appointment. You can also give us a call, the office number, and you can specifically ask for someone who does the plasma injections. That's probably the easiest way. There are several of us who do, and we do offer them at the St. Elizabeth Dearborn office. I think that'd probably be the easiest way.
Fantastic. And we do have some more information about the free sports physicals over at EagleCountryOnline.com, so make sure you're checking that out. And before we let you get out of here, we do want to talk about just anything that's maybe interesting you in the world of sport right now. This is a sports show, so what's kind of interesting you out there in the sports world?
Well, I would say, it's still March, so I guess there's some madness going on right now.
Yeah, a couple more days here in March, and a couple big games coming up this weekend with the Final Four. I know this time of the year people are filling out their brackets and having a lot of fun with that, or maybe not so much fun because this has been a really unpredictable tournament. I took about a minute to fill out my bracket this year, just trying to maybe win some money. We won't talk about that so much, but it was thrown out after probably about the first 8 or 10 games, but an intriguing Final Four with four of the most well-known winningest programs of all time. So it should be pretty fun this weekend watching those games.
It's exciting, and just to see the all those Cinderella teams that made it out of the first and second round. It's always more exciting. I mean, I don't know. My bracket's busted. It was busted on day one.
Yeah,
but it's almost more fun to watch all these smaller schools have their time to shine.
It's like I was having fun watching St. Peter's play, and I know that's going to irk some of our listeners because they knocked out Kentucky and they knocked out Purdue. Couldn't get the job done against North Carolina yesterday, and part of me was like, oh, it'd be really cool to see this 15 seed make the Final Four. They'd be going up against Duke, but in the other argument was, well, Duke, North Carolina in the Final Four. That's going to be a pretty cool matchup.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to ask, it's Mike Krzyzewski's last year coaching the Duke Blue Devils. Is there a soft spot at all for Coach K to ride off into the sunset with another national championship?
Well, of course. I think you want to see him, end it with that storied career with a win. Mm-hmm. I think he pulls it out of this game, but then what comes next is going to be either a strong Kansas team or a strong Villanova team. So
absolutely.
It's, you're jumping out of the kettle and into the fire.
We just lost all of our UK fan listeners when we said that Duke, we would like to see them win the national championship. Personally, I had Gonzaga going all the way. I wanted to see them win for various reasons. Now that they're out and my Ohio State Buckeyes are out, I'm kind of on the Duke train as well. I think it'd be cool to see Coach K go out on top. I think he's the all-time great in that facet. Anything else that's standing out to you in sports? If not, we can let you get on down the road.
No, not really. I think it's been an exciting March Madness. So it's been fun to watch, fun to follow the games, and that's been my most exciting moment right now.
Absolutely. We want to see some continued success for some of our Cincinnati area teams, with the Bearcats going to the college football playoff, Bengals playing in the Super Bowl. Maybe some of these other teams in the area can step up their game a little bit as well.
I hope so.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to add about OrthoSensi or just anything in general?
We'd like to see all the athletes out there on Saturday, April 30th. We'll be ready. I know it sounds like it's just checking boxes, but it's, mm-hmm. It's a good way to get that all done and through your school and try to provide that service. Sometimes, you know, during the summer, it's, you know, frantically looking, where can I get an appointment?
Sure.
And this is a way to kind of open that up for, you know, a few hours to where you can get that taken care of.
Trying to make it easy for everybody to get their sports physical. I like it. And they are free. That is the operative word. So, again, learn more over at EagleCountryOnline.com or OrthoSensi.com. Dr. Auer, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Problem.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Travis. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll catch up again soon. You're welcome anytime on the show.
Can't wait, man.
All right. That is Dr. Ron Auer, OrthoSensi. You can learn more about his services as well at OrthoSensi.com. You can find him located here in the Lawrenceburg office. So, without further ado, we're going to jump into some hometown sports talk here this evening as we got some things to get to, some big news, and I want to start out in Osgood because Jackson Dell looking for a new girls varsity basketball head coach, and there are going to be some very large shoes to fill with Scott Smith tweeting last week that he was stepping down as head coach of the Lady Eagles. What a 21-year run it has been for Scott Smith at the helm of this program as they went 385-133 over those 21 seasons, 19 winning seasons out of those 21. The second year in his tenure at Jackson Dell was a losing season, and then one other year where they were 500. So winning was a part of the culture under Scott Smith, and I have no doubt that that's hopefully what's going to happen going forward with the next regime. We don't know who that's going to be leading it as of right now, but 16 sectional championships in 21 years. That is really, really crazy to think about. A lot of schools dream about winning one sectional championship, and the fact that Jackson Dell was able to do that on a regular basis, they won 12 in a row from 2009 to 2020. Just absolutely phenomenal. There's not a lot of teams in the state that have come even close to doing what this program has done. They won four regional titles, and then in 2016 went up to the state championship and won that game at the home of the Indiana Pacers. I was at that game. Electric atmosphere is really cool to experience a state championship basketball game. Every single play, no matter which team made it, the fan bases for both of those teams were going absolutely wild, whether it was a made basket, a steal, a block, a rebound. It was just an unbelievable experience, and I imagine one that those young ladies and Coach Smith will never, ever forget. And that's one of the things he kind of said in the tweet when he announced that he was stepping away, that he's forever grateful to all the young women who played for him at his time in Jackson Dell and kind of helped him have some of the best experiences of his life. So he is going to be dearly missed by the Jackson Dell girls basketball program. I don't know what his future plans are other than not coaching basketball, but we wish Coach Scott, nothing but the best moving forward, and we wish that program nothing but the best as well, because they have been one of the best in the state of Indiana for a long, long time. So hopefully some continued success for the Jackson Dell Lady Eagles when they do find their new head coach. All right, let's get into some more basketball talk here with the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association recently naming their boys basketball all-state teams. And we do have plenty of members of the all-state teams to recognize right now on this particular show. Now, no one made the Supreme 15, which is the top honor for the seniors and underclass players, but Jackson Dell senior Wyatt Day was named to the small school all-state team, and what a season he had. He was the leading scorer in the ORVC at just over 20 points per game, but he could do a lot more than just score. 6 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 2.5 steals, almost 2.5 steals per game. And Wyatt Day was a big part of this Jackson Dell team making a run to the semi-state this year. They fell short against North Davies in the semi-state game, but what a year it was for Jackson Dell, winning 22 games. Wyatt Day, a big part of that, along with his senior cohort, Caleb Simon, who was an all-state honorable mention selection, as he averaged 17 points and almost 10 rebounds per game. I mean, with stats like that, you could easily saw him on the small school all-state team as well, but there's only so many spots, so still being recognized with the honorable mention is well-deserved for Caleb Simon. One player I want to mention, kind of from the area, but maybe not so much in the Eagle Country area. A lot of people are going to be familiar with this name because teams in Eagle Country play South Decatur, but Hunter Johnson, he was on that senior small school all-state team, and that was a no-doubter, almost 32 points per game this year for the Cougars' senior standout. Do you know that it's only a 32-minute game in high school basketball? So a point per minute for Hunter Johnson. That's absolutely insane that he's able to put up those numbers on a nightly basis. Some of the other area honorees, we'll say, from the IBCA. Jackson Bobo from Lawrenceburg, a senior honorable mention as he helped lead the Tigers to their first sectional championship since 2009. Had the opportunity to call a couple of the games at the Spartan Bowl leading up to that sectional championship. A couple come from behind wins over South Dearborn and Franklin County to get to the regional. Made the trip down to Washington High School about 3.5 hours away to watch Jackson and his fellow seniors and teammates take on a very good Evansville-Bossy team. It's been the best season Lawrenceburg's had since 2009, winning 20 games, and they competed really well at that regional round, as most of you know, but Jackson a big part of that, and we've been able to watch him play since he was a freshman at the varsity level and just continued to get better each and every year. I mentioned to him even on this show just a few weeks ago, leading into that regional game I saw last year after they were knocked out of the sectional. The very next day, there was a photo of him on Twitter, already in the gym, getting ready for his senior season, and a lot of that work paid off for Jackson, who had a really, really nice year finishing off his high school career, and I have no doubt he's going to play at the next level. Hopefully we'll be hearing something very, very soon on that. Chad Cox was an honorable mention selection as well, the all-time leading scorer in Franklin County history. Just a phenomenal player, 6'4 guard, can really score it from all three levels, does a good job getting to the free throw line, can be disruptive as a defender as well. So I don't know off the top of my head if he has committed to a college as of yet, but I'm sure there's a lot of colleges that would like to have his services at the next level, and the same will be true for Colin Cummer from Greensburg, who was an All-State honorable mention player as well, 20-plus point game scorer over the last 2 years. There's a lot of EIAC teams that will be happy to see him move on to the next level, especially the coaches, because they don't have to game plan for trying to shut him down. The same can be said for Chad Cox, Jackson Bobo, and the two individuals I mentioned from Jackson Dell. A couple other players that were honored by the IBCA in the ORVC. A lot of folks are familiar with Southwestern seniors Zach Cole, a 1,000-point scorer, has been a part of a lot of wins with that program. And then a young phenom from Switzerland County, goes by the name of Cam Craig. Watch out for this young man. Had the opportunity to see him play a couple times this year, and I was very, very impressed by him and his game. 6'4 freshman. I mean, he can do it all, really. The games I saw him play, one game he was dominating down low, scoring about 16, 20 points. The next game, he hits 5 threes in a row and has another 20-point-plus game, as he averaged around 20 points as a freshman. I think he's a no-doubter to go on and be the all-time leading scorer at Switzerland County. I'm sure he's got some more All-State honors in his future. Not trying to, you know, pump him up so much, but as a freshman, the way he was able to play and kind of carry himself, I just see really, really big things for that young man down in VV. So we will certainly be looking forward to covering some more Switzerland County games over the next 3 seasons with Cam Craig in the fold. So quite some players that were on that IBCA All-State teams. If you put all those guys together and let them go out and play just about anybody, I'd bet on these guys, because phenomenal talents, phenomenal kids, phenomenal basketball players, and we wish them all the best of luck with whatever they choose to do moving forward, speaking mostly about the seniors there. A lot of basketball news right now. Dr. Auer did mention his March, so we got a lot to get into basketball, and once again, we want to say congratulations to Thomas Moore University and their women's basketball team, national champs, and unbelievable season, 32-4 record. They ended up playing Dort, that's a school out of Iowa, in the NAIA national championship game last Tuesday. Thomas Moore jumped out to an early 21-8 lead into the first quarter and never looked back, won the game 77-65, and one reason we bring up Thomas Moore is because, well, they play just a hop, skip, and a jump across the creek over in Crestview Hills, Kentucky, but the tournament MVP is a young lady that is a Greendale native, Alexa Chrisman, leading the Saints with 16 points in that championship game, 7 of 8 from the field, so very, very efficient in that game. Also led the team with 7 rebounds. So Alexa Chrisman, a big reason why Thomas Moore was able to win 32 games and make it all the way to the national championship game and win that game. It is their first NAIA national championship and their 3rd overall, and they have plenty of players from local schools: Courtney Hurst from Connor, Summer Seacrest from Scott, Maggie Jones and Madison Vickers, both from Simon Kenton, and then Paige Ledford, a freshman from Jackson Dell. She had a fantastic career out in Osgood. Didn't factor into the team so much this year, but a very, very talented player who we could see doing some big things for Thomas Moore in the future. So awesome season there, and you can kind of see the reaction from the players running off the bench and hugging and slapping hands and having a good time after they won the game over at EagleCountryOnline.com. You are listening to Crunch Time. It is presented by OrthoSensi, Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Go online to schedule your next appointment and learn more at OrthoSensi.com. Let's talk a little bit about Mason Paris, who just finished off his senior season not too long ago at the University of Michigan. A lot of folks know all about Mason and his career, winning the 3 state championships at the high school level. Goes on to the University of Michigan, where he has just a phenomenal career. 3-time All-American, finished 5th at the NCAA tournament in the heavyweight division. That is a year after he was the runner-up. And over his 4 years at Michigan, 93 wins, 18 losses, and did help his Michigan team to a runner-up finish in the team competition behind Penn State. So to be the runner-up individually as a junior, be the runner-up with his teammates as a senior, has been a really, really nice career for Mason. A really great kid as well, enrolled in the College of Engineering, majoring in civil engineering. So his future is kind of set up here with whatever he wants to do. He's going to have a great major, great degree from a great university, despite my feelings about their football team, being an Ohio State fan. Yes, he's going to have that awesome degree. He's also been named to World Wrestling Entertainment's inaugural Next in Line class. I have talked about this a couple of times. WrestleMania this weekend, by the way. I'm pumped for that. But I think it would be really cool to see Mason in the WWE, and I actually made some parallels between him and Brock Lesnar at a young age, you know, standing next to him when he was 16 years old, fresh off a state championship in high school wrestling. I'm like, what are they feeding this kid? He's absolutely huge. So he continues to grow and get bigger, and we'll see if the personality matches the physical traits and can translate into that world of sports entertainment. So he's going to have an opportunity to go down to the Performance Center in Orlando, learn how to be a WWE superstar, and who knows, maybe even earn a WWE contract. And I think it makes it all that more intriguing that he's a part of that Next in Line class, because Gable Steveson from the University of Minnesota is also in that class. Of course, the 2-time defending champion at the heavyweight division in the NCAA. Gable, he's already been on TV representing the WWE, so I think he's a little bit more fast-tracked, Olympic gold medalist as well, but I think it would be really, really cool to see these guys either team at one point in the WWE or face off against one another, because they already have that great built-in story being rivals at the collegiate level. So we just wanted to take some time to congratulate Mason Paris once again on a phenomenal 4-year stretch at the University of Michigan. So we got just a few more minutes left in the show before we get to the springtime on-air auction. And we did talk a little bit about the NCAA tournament. How about the Cincinnati Bengals? It's been a really great offseason for them thus far, coming off the Super Bowl, where obviously we know how the game ended up. This team brought back a majority of their players, but needed to fill some holes, and some of those holes were on the offensive line. We've talked on this show already a little bit about Ted Karras and Alex Kappa coming in to play center and guard, and then you know, here recently, Lael Collins signing as the right tackle, who is a player that has worked with offensive line coach Frank Pollock in the past as members of the Dallas Cowboys. And I saw a few stats today. Pro Football Focus is a great place to go if you want to kind of gauge how good a player is. And they showed his run blocking numbers for the 3 years that he played under Pollock, and he ranked in the top five or six 3 years in a row in run blocking. So as much as we want to talk about how these new offensive linemen are going to benefit Joe Burrow in the passing game, there's another Joe that has a huge smile on his face, and that would be Joe Mixon. So much so that former Bengal great Chad Johnson has said on Twitter, he's a big McDonald's fans, people. I just have to throw that out there to preface this. He said, Joe Mixon runs for 1,500 yards this year, or I give up McDonald's. So this is a big bet for Chad. So Joe's going to have to live up and get that 1,500 so Chad can keep up with his McDonald's diet that he says he's been taking part in for pretty much his whole entire life. So I think the Bengals have had a slam dunk offseason. That kind of moves me into my next thought on them, which is the NFL draft. This is something I love to talk about each and every year. If you remember back to last year, you can go back and find the audio at EagleCountryOnline.com talking about the NFL draft and the Bengals selecting Ja'Marr Chase with the fifth pick last year. There was a big debate whether it was going to be Ja'Marr Chase or Penei Sewell, the offensive tackle from Oregon who ended up going to the Detroit Lions. And as nice as it would have been to have a Penei Sewell blocking for Joe Burrow last year, this team doesn't get to the success level that they got to last year without Ja'Marr Chase on that team. He just kind of unlocked the offense. They didn't have a deep ball threat. Now with him in the fold, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, you have a great complement of wide receivers, a great running back. You got your quarterback in place, and now they've signed all these offensive linemen in the offseason. So a lot of you might be out there thinking, well, they need to go with an offensive lineman again in the first round. And I think they have just kind of freed themselves up to take the best player available at the end of that first round. And right now, one of the most glaring weaknesses on this team is cornerback depth. They are bringing back Eli Apple, Chidobe Awuzie, and Mike Hilton. But beyond that, not much in the barrel there at corner. So that's where I'm going to go with this first round pick this year. Cornerback's got to be the guy. They can address the offensive line a little bit later on if they want. But for my money, I'm going corner, and hopefully I can be right about the draft again, because I think we can all agree that Ja'Marr Chase was the right pick a year ago. So that's where I'm going to end it here tonight. I do want to thank Dr. Ron Auer for coming on the show once again to talk about the free sports physicals coming up on Saturday, April 30th at Ortho Cincy in Lawrenceburg. It'll run from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Switzerland County, Oldenburg, Milan, South Ripley, Rising Sun, all those schools have designated times to arrive to get those sports physicals. This is for kids grade 6 through high school and good for the 2022-23 school year. Parents must accompany students under the age of 18. And we do have some more info for you over at EagleCountryOnline.com. But that has been another edition of Crunch Time. Appreciate you tuning in. Go online, schedule your next appointment, or learn more about Ortho Cincy at OrthoCincy.com. We'll do this again next Monday, 6 to 6:30. And get ready. It's auction time here at Eagle Country 99.3.